Yerushalmi Perek Ozvelling to Bavli Zvochim Daf Mem Ches. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chofei Amadalus at the Mishnah. Shibolef, Shibakatsir, Veroish Magia Lakama, Im Nixeris, Im Akama, Harihi, Shel Balabayas, Im Lav Harihi, Shel Ha'anim. If after harvesting the top of an ear of corn that was not cut reaches the standing corn when it's been bent down, if it can be cut together with the standing corn, it belongs to the owner, and if not, it belongs to the poor. Shibolef, Shel Lekech, and its Arva, Begodish, If an ear of corn of leket became mixed with a stack of corn, he should tithe the one ear of it and give it to the poor. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, v'chi ha'oni hazeh machlef davar shalei bar b'rushusay, ela mezakes ha'oni b'chol ha'gadish u'ma'aseh shibolis achas v'noisen. Rabbi Eliezer said, can this poor man exchange something that is not yet his? Rather, the owner should transfer all of the stack to the poor man on condition it's returned to him, and then he can tithe one ear and give it to him. The Gemara says, "Eivah hikama, shehi matzeles is hakama." The Mishnah says later on, standing grain can save other standing grain. Which standing grain can save other standing grain? Am Rav Yochanan ka'adod etanin and shibolis shokatzir v'roisha magia lakama. Rav Yochanan answered, as our Mishnah teaches, if after harvesting the top of an ear of corn that was not cut reaches the standing corn. Am Rav Yosi v'hu shehei hakatzir soveva v'hu shehei roisha magia lakama v'hu shetehei yochei lekatzir im hakama. Rav Yosi says the Mishnah refers to when the stalks all around it were cut. If the top reaches the standing corn and can be cut together with it, it belongs to the owner. If it can be cut with the standing corn as long as it's long and reaches far when it's bent down, but the standing corn cannot be cut with it as they are short, it still saves. If there were two left there, and one was closer to the standing corn than the other, and the closer one could be cut with it, but the further one could not, the closer one is saved, and it also saves the further one. Rav Hoshea said that I was once crushing olives with Rabbi Chiya the Great, and he told me, any olives that you can reach out and take are not shechacha. Rabbi Yochanan said if he passed it and he forgot it, then it is shechacha. Masnisim pliga al Rabbi Hoshea, shibolis shel katsir v'roish magia lakama, shibolis shebekatsir, ein yachol lefshoit yadoi v'litla. And we ask a question from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah contradicts Rabbi Hoshea. We said in our Mishnah, if after harvesting the top of the ear of corn that was not cut reaches the standing corn when it's bent over, if it can be cut with it, certainly its top reaches it. And this shows that even if it's within the reach of the harvester, it could still be shechacha. Rabbi La, b'shem Rabbi Hoshea, b'oman hasheni shanu. Rabbi La, in the name of Rabbi Hoshea, answered, in our Mishnah, the remaining ear is from the first row and the standing corn is from the second row, so two conditions are needed since they're viewed as separate.